from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
.643 Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's The Morning Shift. Michael P. Squid Billy. Ali Mac. And we're just all, it's just all two names, right? Squid and Billy. Michael P. Ali Mac. The legend that is Ali Mac. So
what's spelled is one word?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start putting a space in if that's how you feel. So I have spoken, and that's my ruling. The Olympics going on yesterday. We'll get into this interesting Noah Lyles conversation here in just a minute with a timeout. I do want to talk news breaking yesterday that the Atlanta Braves and Cincinnati Reds are scheduled to square off in Bristol Motor Speedway next year, and this news kind of – it was funny because I follow these NASCAR writers on The Athletic and other places, and Jordan Bianchi's the big schedule guy who's in with Marcus Smith, who is in charge and runs all these tracks and owns all these tracks. And I see some Braves news roll across my phone, and I'm like, wait, was that on my NASCAR feed? What was that about? How did the Braves just come across the NASCAR feed? Here's where I'm at on this. You saw Tennessee and Virginia Tech play a number of years ago at Bristol Motor Speedway. That was cool, I think, being there, but I'm not sure you saw much of it. I will be very interested to get renderings of exactly what they think a baseball game will look like. Different size field, a little bit larger, but you're talking about, I think, at that Tennessee game, 150,000 people were part of that Tennessee-Virginia Tech game. So I don't know if this is going to be cool or not. I mean, the event itself, yes, really cool. The actual attendance of this, I don't know what we're talking about. I have no idea.
Well, it seems like MLB is just trying new things with the Field of Dreams game they had a couple of years ago. I mean, that was really cool.
They played at Rickwood Field like a month ago in Birmingham, which was cool.
So, I mean, they're trying new things. And the feedback I was seeing is that people are pretty stoked about this. I'm super interested to see how they pull it off. But I think it's going to be really cool.
I mean, Bo, do you think the whole track is going to be open? Because after I kind of settled in and I thought, okay, maybe they'll just go to one end of Bristol, right? And then they'll just put, like, the outfield circle, like, in turns one and two. And kind of, you know what I mean? Like, have home plate, like, somewhere in the middle of the infield. I have to see what this is going to look like. It's going to be a great event. Don't get me wrong. I'm excited that they're trying it. I'm just not sure how I feel and if I'm, like, going to rush to the box office to buy tickets for this.
Well, I don't know where the buildings that they have at Bristol are going to go at the end. There's actual buildings in both turns. at the end where the garages and stuff are.
Right.
So I don't know.
Well, I think the infield's big enough that it doesn't have to be part of the play, right?
Yeah, that's great, but I'd like to still see people behind home plate. I mean, baseball is a game that you kind of like to sit on top of. It's not, you know, football, you can be a little bit, you're not sitting on, most football teams are not on top of the field. But there's some, you know, there's sidelines, et cetera. And I'm looking at the way it was set up when Tennessee and Virginia Tech played there, and you were further away. You were further away if you were in the straightaways, right? Because that's where the sidelines were. But you weren't near as far away as you were if you're sitting in the turns. But that said, you can't be that far away from home plate if it's in a turn. And if it's and that's the way I originally thought you'd set it up, but then I'll go back and look. So I don't know how they're going to do this. It's going to be very interesting to see how they set it up. I think they need to have seats, though, somehow find a way to bring seats in on the other side of the banking. So basically pit row, but then there's walls there. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't think it's a good product when you're that far away from the event. I just think it takes away from it.
It's like it'll be cool that you bought a ticket and we're there, but how good of a time did you have? You might want to take a group of 10 friends because there's 150,000 seats.
Yeah, the party before and after might be better than the actual event.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.